Okay, we go short word for Parshas Naso, post Shavuos, Tavshin Peves, Orange Mains, Chutz, Refur, Shimon, for Eset, Tehillah, Bath, Ariel, Tzi, Parpa, Sor, Shavuos, Shal. You know, the Shema Kedoshim call us Shabbos after Shavuos, Shabbos Nach Shavuos. It's Shavuos again. What's the idea? How do we connect it to Shavuos? So let's go to all the Imre MS has an incredible insight all the way at the end of the Parsha. He says, we look at Perek Zayin, Pasuk Pei Dalet, and Perek Zayin, Pasuk Pei Ches, by the Charugas and Mizbeach. Very similar Pesukim, but very different words. Zos Chanugas HaMizbeach Biyom HiMashachaso. This was the inauguration of the day of the Mizbeach. Pasuk Peidal. Pasuk Peiches. Zos Chanugas HaMizbeach Acharei HiMashachaso. And this was the Chanugas HaMizbeach after they anointed. Why first Biyom and why after Acharei? Says the Imam, it's an incredible insight which I think very much applies to Shavuos and every Yontiv and everything holy we do in our lives. It's very important to be Biyom. You have to have those things in your life. You have to have the Chanukas and Mizbech. You got to have the Shavuos, you got to have the Chavrusa, and you have the Shabbos, and the Davening, the Midos, and the Shir. But at the end of the day, Acharehim Nashachaso means that it's got to stay with you. It's got to transform you. It's got to be with you. You can't just say, oh, I had an inspiring Yontiv. I love staying up. But at the end of the day, you have to take that fire into the summer. Zos Chanukas and Mizbech, Biyom and Mashachaso, the same fire that they had, the day that they had, and says the Imam, Zos Chanukas and Mizbech, Acharehim Nashachaso. And this was the same excitement, the same passion and energy that they had even after the Chanukas and Mizbeach. Mr. Rav Schwab says, we say this word, we'll say it again. The Pasuk says, how beautiful the shoes of the Jewish people are in Yerushalayim. How beautiful the shoes, says Rav Schwab. You come to Yerushalayim, Aliyah L'Regel, you take your shoes off. Says Rav Schwab, it's not talking about when you come to Yerushalayim. It's talking about when you leave Yerushalayim and you go back to your home. And you take the Or, and you take the Kedusha, and you take the light and the Simcha, and you take the Mitzvah, and you take the Achdus of Yerushalayim with you. That's how beautiful Yerushalayim is with you. That's how beautiful the shoes. That's what it's talking about. Zot Chanukas HaMizbech, Biyomi Mashachaso, Zot Chanukas HaMizbech, Acharei Mashachaso. That we have to have that same excitement, and the same passion fire, and to be able to bring Yontov with us. And that's Shabbos Nach Shavuos. Some of you tell us that the same Or that happened in Shavuos, Shavuos is happening once again. We can daven for Torah, Torah Sanigal, Torah Sanistar, to be able to be a Ben Torah, a Baz Torah, to be Baal Midos, the big Shabbos of davening of Kabbalah Torah once again. Don't think Shavuos is over. It's Shabbos Nach Shavuos, to take the Kedusha of Yontov with us, to take Shabbos with us, to take Kedusha of Matan Torah with us. And to make sure that we become transformed, better people, better husbands, better wives, better sons, better daughters, or better Ovdei Hashem. Wishing everyone a beautiful Shabbos Nach Shavuos.